Okay, here we go. Don't say anything bad. I will catch you on it. All right, more derivatives, trig derivatives. This is probably going to take us all of 10 to 12 minutes to go through the whole thing. All right? These are all derivatives you saw last year. I'm going to show you where they come from. But as always, you do not need to know how we got them. The great thing about knowing where we got them from is in case you forget. I have seen people derive trig derivatives. They can't remember the derivative of secant. They just derive it. It's not a bad thing to do. But if you have it memorized, you're better off. And my suggestion would be get a little post-it. Write all six of these that I'm going to give you today on the post-it. And keep that post-it on your homework and just take it from page to page to page. By the time you get to the review sheet, you should remember the derivatives. Okay. So, I imply here we did these two by definition. We actually only did one of them by definition. We did the derivative of sine by definition. I did it by taking the sine of x plus h minus the sine of x all over h and taking the limit. That was one of the questions no one had. And I did it right here. I did it right here. So if y is equal to sine of x, the derivative, actually I'm going to write it this way. Is cosine of x. And sometimes if we have time during class, I have everyone do the derivative of cos x by angle expansion and you get sine x. I'm sorry, you get negative sine x. We don't have time for that though. Those are first two, two out of four.
Did we do this last year?
I think so. The very last thing maybe? Derivative of trig functions?
Let's not have fun.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, go ahead, what?
Oh, no.
Okay, does this look familiar?
Yeah.
Vaguely? Okay. I was going to tell you something. And all this means is that the slope of the sine function is, believe it or not, given by the cosine function. And the slope of the cosine function is given by the sine function. Okay. I'm going to do the other two by some of the shortcuts. You could derive tan by taking tan of x plus h minus tan of x all over h. And have h get very, very small. Or you can do the quotient rule. You do not have to write this. You only have to write the final line. So, if I use the quotient rule, and notice I wrote quotient rule in purple, when I actually write out the rule, those purples are what the derivative, that's the u prime v minus u v prime over v squared. Remember this? What would that simplify to be in the numerator? Cos squared plus sine squared, which is 1. And what's 1 over cosine squared the same as? Secant squared. So the third rule is the derivative of tangent x is secant squared of x. Do you remember it?
Good. Oh, did we do identities?
Did identities before this. But remember, you don't know, have to know how I got to the end. You don't have to write that stuff. Just write the final line. What the final answer is. Because I'm not going to ask you to repeat this derivation. Okay? So by the same argument of cotangent. What was cotangent the same as?
1
over tangent. What else is it the same as?
Cos
over sine. Now when I take cos over sine, what ends up happening is I actually get the opposite of sine squared plus cosine squared in the top. And we know that that's negative 1 over sine squared, which is the same as?
Negative
cosecant. Negative cosecant squared. The next derivative. One, two, three, four. That just is equal secant, not equal to negative secant. Okay, again, all I care about is that you get that the derivative of cotangent is negative cosecant squared. Secant. Now. Secant. 1 over cosine. So I'm going to use the power rule. Remember I talked briefly about the little phrase power function argument? Is that PFA? That's saying take the derivative in terms of the power. It's the chain rule. We're going to get into the chain rule a lot more on Monday. But essentially by the chain rule, you learn, take the derivative in terms of the power, then tack on the derivative of the function, meaning power rule, then cover up the power and just look at the cosine. The derivative of cosine is negative sine. Then cover up the function and just look at the argument. The derivative of x is 1. Derivative of x is 1. So that simplifies to be, or I could rewrite it like that, and sine over cos is, and 1 over cos is, secant. And I'm going to flip-flop them, and I'm going to remember that the derivative of secant is secant tangent. Now this is the first function where we see a derivative and the function doesn't go away. That is the weird thing when you take a derivative of secant, secant's in your answer. The derivative of sine goes away, cos goes away, tan goes away. I mean, it goes away. This is the first function where it doesn't. It stays in the answer. So if you're doing a power rule and you reduce it by 1, when you take the derivative of it and end up with a secant, again, the power is going to go back up by 1. So the derivative of secant to the 5th is going to have a secant to the 5th in the answer, which is unusual. And by the exact same derivation, the derivative of cosecant, boom, 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 is negative cosecant cotangent. What, they're the only ones who love The Office? The last 10 minutes, no, go on to NBC.com. The last 10 minutes were what I did for my stomach. And all of them talked about it was excellent. I'm an Office fan.
Wait, The Office was on last night?
It was a repeat, but the last 10 minutes was like finding out what they all did over the summer.
Right.
It was very funny. White had an infection due to an outhouse, and I don't want to get into anything more than that, but it was really disgusting.
Is White the young one?
White? White's the green guy, the bobblehead on my desk.
He's so famous from it, right? White, who's now the actor that like...
No.
The one who died in martial arts?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that guy who's in all the movies, that is actually John something. I don't know what his last name is. He's Jim Halpert. He went to Brown with Miss Chatterjee's younger sister. They were in the same class.
Remember Ryan on the tennis
thing? Ryan was so funny. And then you find Kelly under desk, don't talk to me unless you look at me. Okay, if you want to have any bond with me, you actually have to watch The Office. Otherwise, we're just not going to be close, and I have to tell you that.
I saw my first episode, like, earlier this week.
You have to watch a whole bunch in a row to appreciate the first episode.
I watched two. I watched one where he convinces Dwight that they're, like, or Dwight convinces them they're in the Alliance, and then he, like, goes to the box in the basement and puts a little bit more talking.
Now, have you seen the one where Dwight defends, he's got Mace in his desk, and there's, like, the little throwing stars. You have to watch this over and over. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, let's go quickly through these examples so you can go home. I'm a little germ phobic. I will tell you that much. I'm a tiny bit germ phobic. A little bit. Okay. Find the first derivative of y is equal to sine squared plus cosine squared x. Now, in the other class, someone said to me, do I go with my instinct? And I said, yes. What did that young lady know?
Sine squared plus cosine squared equals 1.
And so why sine squared plus cosine squared equals 1? If it's the same thing as 1, what is the derivative of that?
0.
Okay. If you were to just blindly go through this problem, lemmings. If you were to be lemmings,
like
grandma's name.
The Lemmings. I just remember a Sesame
like really
Street
crazy.
Thing where the Lemmings would all run off of a cliff behind
that's
one
what,
lemming.
That's
what are lemmings?
Lemmings are kind of like gophers, and all they do is follow the first lemming.
So you could dig or like
oh, it was so cool.
Perishing.
And their hair was like
Okay. Lemmings will take a derivative. Now what a lemming's going to do is take a derivative of sine squared and make it 2 sine cos. And the derivative of cos squared is going to be 2 cos negative sine. So you're going to have 2 sine cos minus 2 cosine, which is the same thing as 2 sine cos. You're going to get the same answer. 0. So if you see a trig substitution that's easy to do, do it. Let's just talk about this one. I want to just get through all the, talking about all the examples before I let you go. All right, so what's the first derivative of secant? Okay, so if y is equal to secant, y prime is equal to secant x tan x. Okay, second derivative. What are you going to have to do to take the second derivative? What?
Product
rule.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do a product rule. This is two things. You have to do a product rule whenever you're multiplying things where each have their own derivative other than 0. If you had a 7 in front of here, the derivative of 7 is 0. You just get to take the coefficient along for the ride. But since each of these terms has their own derivative, you have to take the derivative of each. Derivative of secant is what?
Secant.
And if all the coefficients are the same, I'm fine if you don't write the x's. And what's the derivative of tangent? Well, what I'm doing is I'm writing the derivatives of each down first.
All right.
And then watch with color. U prime v plus u v prime. That cleans up to be secant tan squared secant cubed. Now at this point, I would hope that for like maybe 2 seconds you'd think about taking out a secant to see if it makes it any easier. If you take the secant out, you're left with tan squared plus secant squared. Tan squared plus secant squared does not contract into anything smaller. There's nothing that can be substituted in for tan plus secant squared that's simple. You could put the 1 plus tan squared in for the secant squared or secant squared minus 1 in for the tan squared, but it doesn't make the problem any simpler, so you don't have to do anything with it. Last minute, tell me what you're going to have to do here, and here, and here.
Not the product rule.
Product rule, derivative of 2 is 0. You don't have to do the product rule. Now, we're not going to do this problem. I just wanted to remind you of that.
You can erase that last term.
No, the derivative of 2 sine would be 2 cos. 2 cos.
The product rule would be 0.
Right. Little mini product rule would still give you a term. And the last thing I want to ask you. Okay. This is where the other class stopped speaking completely, although they were very quiet today anyway. What is this telling me to do? No, other way around. This tell me to find the derivative of r in terms of theta. Because I have an equation of r written in terms of theta. Dr d theta. And if you ever are not sure, write out dy dx. We are all used to saying find the derivative of y in terms of x. The numerator is what you're taking the derivative of. The denominator is the variable over which you're taking a derivative. What am I going to have to do to take this derivative? Take a product. Yep, each of them have their own derivatives. Okay, that is 124. I am finished with the day. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. I'm around during 6 and CP if you want to just come hang.
So can I call
you?
Yes.
One question on that.